We're now going to turn things over to Christine James, who's in studio with Marshfield Fair President Lenny LaForest. Christine.
Well, that's right, Dan. I am here in studio with the president of the Marshfield Fair. We do this every year. Welcome, Lenny LaForest. Good to see you again.
Very great to be here. Good to see you.
154th year of the fair. Now, you haven't been there quite since the beginning. That was 1862, but you have been a fixture here on WATD for a number of years, telling us about all the great things. And you do have all the usual things, but you've got some new things this year. Let's start off with, what's this all about country music at the Marshfield Fair?
Well, we're trying to, we've started a food truck zone, if you want to call it, a food truck area. And we thought we'd try a theme of music, and the first weekend is going to be Country Music Weekend. And you will see how it goes, but I think that's something we're going to try to develop going forward.
Well, that's great. And I know that you always have terrific food. I love the shish kebab, and a lot of people here go nuts for that fried dough. But you started something, I guess, a year or two ago with more food trucks, and that's increased. Tell me about it.
Well, food trucks seem to be a genre that everybody likes going forward. They're around Boston or around other urban areas, but they also do individual parties, whether it's at home or businesses. And so this year is the second year we've had the food trucks, and we're trying to extend the variety. So they're not selling hamburgers and sausage and, you know, what you normally would find for fair food. And there's some that have good seafood. There's some that have pulled pork and barbecue. There's some
Chinese.
That have Chinese. So there's a good variation. People seem to like it. And we've also got a large seating area there.
Oh, you mean where people can dine outside, which is great. And I remember before you were incorporating more music in that dining area.
Yes. Yeah. And we're staying on that line, and hopefully it works.
Now, what about the dates? The fair opens, I guess, this Friday at noon?
It opens this Friday at noon, the 18th, and it goes through 10 days till Sunday the 28th, I believe.
You know, and you always have great deals. I know for the locals, you have a Senior Citizens Day and you have a Children's Day. When is the Senior Citizens Day this year?
Senior Citizens Day is on it's on Tuesday, August 23rd.
And that's senior citizens free, right?
Right. They're free until 6 o'clock.
Awesome.
We usually have some sort of activities for them, and they really seem to enjoy it. They bring their grandchildren, et cetera, and it makes a day of it for them.
And Children's Day, I know that you have that. That's on Thursday. What age? Ages 12 and under are free, kids?
Right.
That's a good deal. I know people call us up and ask about that.
Right.
Awesome. Now, you, of course, you have the traditional things that you would see at an agricultural fair. And I know in that big building that you have, you've got plants, you've got crafts, you've got everything. Tell our listeners a little bit what they can expect. It's like stepping back in time, but I'm always amazed at the local talent that contributes to the items in there.
There is a lot of local South Shore talent that goes into it every year, and every year since I can remember being there, they have a quilt block contest, and the quilt block quilt that was made the year before goes on raffle.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, and they also pick a theme for the quilt blocks. So that is published and put out, and
yes,
people send in blocks.
That's nice, right? Yeah. I just want to mention I've never won the quilt. I've entered every year. But they do have some beautiful items. And what I also like is you've got some amateur gardeners displaying things, and
yes,
including kids in the past, which is pretty cool.
They do. They have Mass Gardeners Federation that comes in and sets up different exhibits and showing. They have lectures on plants. The kids have a area where they can do their plants and they can show different things. It's very well received, and they always keep changing the plants around. So you might see a lot of azaleas on one day, and then maybe you'll see some mums on another day. And so it's Ronnie LaHage, our director that takes care of that, really puts a lot of effort into maintaining it and keeping it vibrant.
There were a couple of things that I think, I don't know what the different stages are, but they had some butterfly stuff on some of the plants. That was really, really cool. We saw that last time, Rob Hackle and I were over there. I loved seeing that. What about those giant pumpkins?
The giant pumpkins, we never know what size they're going to come in. And, you know, with the weather we've had and being so dry, they might be a little smaller than usual, but it's on the first Saturday, August 20th, right around 1 o'clock. Is the way off for the New England Giant Pumpkin Contest.
And when you say giant, we're talking like 1,000-pound pumpkins. You could climb in them like a pup tent.
If
you wanted to.
No, we've always been, you know, just behind Topsfield. Topsfield always winds up with a bigger...
Because they're later in the season,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. That's exactly why.
But I love seeing that. It people get so obsessed about, you know, protecting against cracks, being able to move them. It's like the big baby out in the field. You got some new rides this year. I know that you got a kids' ride called, the Frog Hopper?
Yep.
And then one for the older teens and family called the Hurricane. I know you always have that. One of my favorites, Demolition Derby. Tell me it's back.
Demolition Derby is back. You're going to have 5 days of Demolition Derby. You'll have 2 days of motocross. You'll have 2 days of truck pulls.
Cool.
So there'll be a motor show every night as usual.
And, of course, the animals. Love seeing the 4-H kids, whether it's with goats or the chicken with the fluffy feet. And you have those, I love those big draft horses you have, too.
Yes, the Clydesdales will be back again this year. They'll be right up by the office. But in 4-H this year, we will not have any chickens because of the bird flu and stuff. It isn't that there is a problem with bird flu right here now, but the people that have these chickens that they show and stuff don't want to expose them to the possibility.
Right. And I know you all have a very good website that has information about getting tickets and gives you a full rundown of all the activities. And is that still marshfieldfair.org?
Absolutely.
That's terrific. I know we've talked about a lot of stuff, but that's just really the tip of the iceberg. Food, fun, entertainment. I'd be remiss if I forgot about that. You always have that North River Blues Festival last weekend. That's fun, too.
Yep.
Love the music. Anything else you want to add about, you know, come down to the fair starting this Friday?
No, come on down. The weather's supposed to be great, and hopefully it'll hold for the rest of the week. And, you know, enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And, of course, one of our own reporters, Lenny Rowe, will be reporting live on Friday when you guys open the gates, so it should be a blast again. Lenny LaForest here. He's the president of the Marshfield Fair. Starts this Friday. Check out their website again about marshfieldfair.org. I'm Christine James.